Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Are your children prepared to handle money as they graduate college and graduate high school, for that matter, when they walk on college campuses and they start getting hit with credit card applications? And they can easily get that new iPad on their new credit card. Are they prepared when they graduate college to deal with the real world? You know, we know there's a lack of basic understanding about money among the majority of Americans, and it's been a very consistent finding in all research studies over the last many, many years, and it seems like it's getting worse. I mean, just look at what's gone on with the subprime mortgage mess and the rate of not only student loans, but the debt that American households own. And frankly, that our businesses have. I mean, the amount of debt that businesses have relative to GDP is at enormous highs. It's a really concern that may could trigger the next recession. So it's these basic understandings about money. And it's bad enough that most people are not financially literate. But the reality is, if you really look at the studies, is that investor education at the high school and college level does not work, at least not beyond about 6 months. After that, it's like any other subject taught in the classroom. A lot of it is largely forgotten. And academic research has confirmed this. One paper looked at more than 200 studies and concluded that the lessons of financial education are fleeting and degrade quickly without use and reinforcement. Doesn't that make sense? We go to a class, the kids go to a class in college, and there's some great things being done at UT in investor in helping train students to understand money. But how often are they going to end that class, and then in a year, because they're not practicing it, it doesn't really stick? So what can we do to help it stick, both as parents and grandparents and as you children listen this morning? Just a couple of good ideas, and this comes from an article written by an advisor called Barry Ritholtz in Investment News, and I think there are a couple of great tips. One is hands-on education, not just by standard classroom, but understanding and computing budgets. Line item budgets, even using a cash envelope system, is a great way to understand that. Understanding credit and how credit works and how important it is to not get behind in the credit and loan equation. And then understanding investments and doing artificial investing simulations, which a lot of the colleges offer. They offer that at UT, and picking stocks and watching those stocks. You know, that's something I did with my children a couple of years ago, is help them pick. I brought home a list of 10 stocks, and they got to pick one to three of those that we would actually invest a little bit of money in. And now they're watching those stocks grow. Do they pay a dividend? Do they not pay a dividend? How does all that work on the total return? That's hands-on learning, and hands-on learning is going to be a lot more effective. Another number two would be repetition, because unfortunately the education fades pretty fast. So you've got to, you know, if we're teaching our kids budgeting, they need to continue to do that on a monthly basis. If we're teaching them to follow investments, they need to follow that stuff on a monthly basis. So there's a lot we can do to reinforce this type of education. And you young people, if you're listening today, apply that in your life, because it's the only way it's going to stick. And the reality is, most adults don't understand money. They don't understand investing and how to get prepared for retirement 30 years, 20 years, 10 years, 5 years away. They just don't. They're not confident. Most Americans are not. You can change that trend by putting hands on and being diligent and disciplined in applying the things that you're learning.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.